朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
爱我们的天父，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father who loved us, and we truly need to give thanks to you.
我们能够有生命气息。
That we can have life and breath.
我们能够有时间有体力。
That we can have time and strength.
我们能够有心智来到你的殿中敬拜你。
That we can have the mentality to come before your temple and worship you.
这一切都是你的恩典。
And all these are your grace.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿我们在你面前一点点的敬拜。
May the little bit of worship that we have in front of you.
能够如同馨香之气达到宝座的面前。
Become like fragrance can reach your precious throne.
能够讨你喜悦。
That can be pleasing to you.
也但愿你在恩典中向我们扬脸，对我们施恩。
And also may you in your grace show your face to us and give us grace.
我们恳切地求你对我们的心说话。
We earnestly plead with you to speak to our heart.
给我们一个开通的耳朵。
Give us ears that can hear.
让我们有一颗谦卑的心。
That we may have a humble heart.
好让你的话能够落在好土里。
So that your words may fall on good soil.
可以结实百倍。
That it can multiply by 100-fold.
可以成为我们的祝福。
That may become blessings to us.
可以成为你的荣耀。
May become glories to you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
这一章的圣经。
This part of the Bible.
可以分作四段。
Can be separated into four sections.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
是讲到当时的情况。
Talk about the situation at that time.
第五节到第七节
Verses 5 to 7
是讲到发生的行动
And talk about the actions that took place
第八节到第十一节
Verses 8 to 11
是一些解释说明
Is some explanations and illustrations
第十二节
Verses from verse 12
是结果
It's the result
因为大部分的弟兄姐妹
Because majority of brothers and sisters
你们在礼拜五查经的时候
During your Friday night Bible study
你们已经查过这张圣经
You have studied this part of the Bible already
所以很多背景的故事
Therefore a lot of the background stories
我就不在这里重复
I will not repeat them here
我相信你们都记得
And I believe that you all remember
以斯波设
Ish-bosheth
这一个王
This king
是一个没有经过高抹的王
is a king that has not been anointed before.
他是一个人所设立的王
is he's a king established by men.
严格的说
strictly speaking,
他不过是贾尼尔的傀儡
he was just a Abner's a puppet.
他确实是扫罗的儿子
he is the son of Saul.
但是他在位不过两年
but he was just on the throne for 2 years only.
两年以后就被暗杀了。
After 2 years, he was assassinated.
我有的时候在想。
Sometimes I'm thinking.
以斯波设这个人。
Ish-bosheth, this person.
当贾尼尔要设他为王的时候。
When Abner was trying to establish him as king.
他可以拒绝。
He can refuse.
他甚至于可以想办法去跟大卫合作。
He can even try to cooperate with David.
但是他都没有。
However, he did not do that.
他高高兴兴的就做了王。
He joyfully became king.
我不知道他有没有想过。
I don't know whether he ever thought about it.
如果他只能够做两年。
If he can only be king for 2 years.
而且两年以后要被人家干掉。
And then after two years, be killed by someone.
他还肯干吗
?Would he still be willing to be king?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
魔鬼给我们的 deal
The deal that the devil gives to us
都是有短暂的好处
They all have temporary benefits
都是有长远的痛苦。
But they all have long-lasting sufferings.
如果一个人
If a person,
当有一个情况发生的时候
When a situation happens,
你能够想远一点
If you think a little further ahead,
你可能可以免去很多不必要的痛苦。
You may be able to avoid some unnecessary sufferings.
以斯波设
Ish-bosheth,
他是靠着贾尼尔做王的。
He really became king through Abner.
当他一听到贾尼尔死了
When he heard that Abner had died,
当然两手就发软了。
Of course his hands became weak.
因为那是他唯一的依靠。
Because that he is his only trust.
以色列的百姓
The Israelite people,
他们原来以为大将军贾尼尔很厉害。
They of course thought that Abner the general is very powerful.
想不到也是就这样子没了。
Little did they realize that he can just die like that.
这一节的圣经
This part of the Bible,
第一节
The first verse,
就这一节的圣经
Just this verse of the Bible,
其实在告诉我们一个非常重要的属灵原则。
Actually, it's telling us a very important spiritual principle.
那就是一个人你应该依靠谁。
And that is who should a person trust in?
你的安全感从哪里来
?Where does your sense of security come from?
一个依靠人的人。
A person who trusts in men.
而不依靠耶和华。
And not trusting in our Lord Jehovah.
他的下场。
His consequence, his end,
是非常可怕的。
It'd be very horrible.
我们今天有的时候依靠别人。
And today, sometimes we will just trust in other people.
有的时候我们依靠自己。
And sometimes we trust in ourselves.
但是请你相信。
But please believe that.
除非你依靠神。
Unless you trust in God.
后果都不太好。
Your ending, your consequence will not be too good.
难怪作诗的人告诉我们。
No wonder the psalmist tells us,
在诗篇146篇
In Psalm 146
第三节到第五节
Verses 3 to 5
他是这么说
This is what it says
你们不要依靠君王不要依靠世人他一点不能帮助他的气一断就归回尘土他所打算的当日就消灭了以雅各的神为帮助仰望耶和华他神的这人变为有福
Do not put your trust in princes in mortal men who cannot save when their spirit departs they return to the ground on that very day their plans come to nothing blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob whose hope is in the Lord his God
圣经的作者
The author of the Bible.
接下来简单地介绍了以斯波设的两个军长。
Continue to very simply introduce the two main leaders of Ish-bosheth.
他们叫什么名字
?What are their names?
他们是什么人的后代
?Whose descendants are they?
他们是哪里的人
?Where do they come from?
第二节和第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
很清楚确定。
Very clearly and firmly.
让读的人知道。这两个人是谁
Allow the readers to know who these two people are.
然后第四节
And then starting from verse 4,
突然之间
Suddenly,
就跑去讲米非波设
It's talking about Mephibosheth.
米非波设是扫罗的孙子
Mephibosheth is the grandson of Saul.
所以有些人读圣经就以为圣经的作者这句话原来不是他写的。
So some of the people when they're reading the Bible, then they think that this sentence is not written by the original author.
可能是后来的人加上去的。
Maybe added on by the people later on.
其实如果我们知道
In actuality, if we know
圣经的作者
The authors of the Bible
他这样的描写
When he described it such a way
他是描写一个胆怯的以斯波设
He's describing a cowardice Ish-bosheth
和一个瘸腿无用的米非波设
and a lame and useless Mephibosheth
中间有两个军长
there are two leaders in between them
换一句话说
in other words
扫罗王朝
of the kingdom of Saul the dynasty of Saul
仅存下的两个可以坐宝座的人
the only remaining two people who can be seated on the throne
都已经完全没有功用了
they are totally without their function already
现在就是要看
And now we just have to watch.
这两个军长。
And these two leaders.
他们怎么收拾这个烂摊子
？How are they could do, really actually handle this situation?
他们可以劝王去投降。
They can advise their king to surrender.
他们可以起来取代贾尼尔，来继续跟大卫对抗。
They can get up, replace Abner, and to actually continue to fight with David.
但是这两个人
However, these two people,
他们却选择了第三条路
They choose the third way to go.
他们凶残地谋杀了他们的王
Cruelly, they murder their king.
第五节到第七节
From verses 5 to 7,
就是描写这一段故事
is illustrating, describing the story.
任何一个读这三节圣经的人
Anyone who is reading these three verses of the Bible
一定会注意到这个中间的重复
You'll notice definitely the repetition in there
所以有一些人
Therefore some men
也怀疑这段圣经原文抄本的准确性
They also doubt the accuracy of the copying of this Bible from the original text
近代的希伯来学者
And the recent days, the Hebrew scholars,
他们却发现
they discover then,
这种重复的记录方法
this kind of method of repetition in recording,
是希伯来文学里面的一种体裁
is a kind of style in the Hebrew text,
要借着这样的重复强调一个重点
through such kind of repetition, they want to emphasize on the point.
当我们读到下一章圣经的时候
When we go on to read the next chapter of the Bible
我们发觉第七节和第八节第九节也是同样的笔法
And we discover that verses 7, 8, and 9 they have the same way of writing
借着重复
Through repetition
强调重点
Emphasize on the main point
这一段的圣经
And this part of the Bible
作者很希望我们看到的
And the author hoping that we can see
是这两个军长的冷血
is that the cold-bloodedness of these two leaders
他们杀害一个无辜的人
they killed an innocent person
并且他们杀害这个人是在他床上的时候杀害
and they killed him when he was lying in his bed
是一个完全没有自卫能力的
is a person who is totally without any power to defend himself
他们不只是杀人
not only did they kill him
还要砍下死人的头去讨功劳。
They also cut off the dead person's head to get married.
作者是要让我们看见。
And the author wants us to see.
这两个军长。
These two leaders.
他们一点都不刚强。
They are not strong at all.
他们是软弱的。
They are weak people.
他们一点都不勇敢。
They are not brave at all.
他们是软弱的。
They are weak and cowardice.
第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
讲到这两个人把以斯波设的首级拿到希伯伦去见大卫王。
Talking about these two men bringing the head of Ish-bosheth to David at Hebron.
你们如果有一点想象力
If you only have a little bit of imagination,
拿着血淋淋的人头
holding a bloody head,
跑了一个晚上
and they ran for a whole night,
跑去见王
they went to see the king,
心中充满了盼望
and their hearts, they are full of hope,
希望这一下可立了大功。
They're hoping that this time they really have done a great thing.
大卫王一定好好的奖赏他。
King David would definitely reward them well.
而且他们口中可以说出冠冕堂皇的大道理。
And they can reason so elegantly in their mouth, through their mouths.
最可恶的。
The most hateful thing is.
是用耶和华的名义来解释。自己的恶行。
They actually use the word Lord Jehovah's name to explain their own evil deeds.
我曾经看到一个报道。
I once read a report.
美国一个电视上的传道人。
A preacher on the television in America.
犯了奸淫的罪。
He committed an adultery.
后来人家在那个记录里面。
And in the recordings.
人家去访问那个女的
And when someone went to interview this female
说你怎么会做这样子的事呢
Asking her why she would do such a thing
那个女的说
And that female said
我问过这个牧师
I've asked this pastor
你确定我们这样做是对的吗
Are you sure this how we do what we're doing now is correct is right
牧师告诉我
Pastor told me
放心
Relax
如果不是神的安排，
if it's not through God's arrangement,
我们哪里会有这样子的机会？
How can we have such an opportunity?
那这是我看过一个最离谱的一个用神的名义来解释自己犯罪。
And this is one of the most ridiculous explanations that I read about explaining God's words andto excuse their own evil deeds.
我不知道你有没有看过今天有一些人。
I don't know whether today, whether you have seen some people.
他们或者是在私下的谈话。
Maybe through their own private conversations.
或者是在他们的讲道里面。
And, or maybe through their preachings.
或者是在他们的网络上面。
Or maybe in their own internet websites.
他们攻击一些其他的传道人。
They attack some of the preachers.
把别人讲的一塌糊涂。
And they have totally destroyed the other people.
把别人骂得不像话。
Scolding them to so, such a total disaster.
然后他说。
And then they said.
他们是要用至圣的真道竭力，为着至圣的真道竭力争辩。
They said they're using the most holy truth to explain this.
其实多少的时候。
And actually, how many times?
我们看那些争辩的话，
When we see all these arguments,
基本上都是骄傲，
Basically, they're all pride,
嫉妒，
and jealousy,
让我们对别人非常有意见，
causing us to have a lot of opinions towards others.
我们需要非常小心，
We need to be very careful.
我们千万不要拿神来做我们的借口，
We absolutely should not use God as our excuse.
让我们记住，
Let us remember,
一个真正认识真理的人，
A person who truly knows the truth,
只会让他变得更温柔，
Will only cause him to be more gentle,
更谦卑，
More humble.
我很难想象，
It's very difficult for me to imagine,
这两个人讲的这么好听的大道理，
And these two people, two men actually have cited such a good reasonings,
立了这么大的大功。
They have set up, done such a great deeds and merit.
他们心中多么的希望大卫说干得好。
How they hope in their hearts that David would say, well done.
但是你读第九节。
But when you read verse 9,
这实在伤感情。
That's truly very hurtful.
大卫对比路人临门的儿子利甲和他兄弟巴拿说，
David answered Rechab and his brother Baana, the sons of Rimmon the Betharite.
那当然，你们如果仔细读圣经的人，
Of course, if you read your Bible carefully,
你知道第二节是先提巴拿，后面才提利甲的。
You know the second verse first mentioned Baana, and the secondly they mentioned Rechab.
根据圣经的记载的方式，
According to the methods of the Bible's recording,
那表示巴拿是哥哥，利甲是弟弟。
That will explain the Baana is the older brother and Rechab is the younger brother.
可是你读第五节和第九节的时候，
However, when you're reading verses 5 and 9,
两个人名字调过来，
the sequence of their names are reversed.
表示在这件事情上，利甲他是带头干的。
Illustrating that in this incident, Rechab was the one who was the leader in doing it, carrying it out.
这是圣经记载的方式。
And this is a method of the Bible's recording.
所以你后来，将来你读到圣经其他的地方记载人名的次序的时候，你就知道圣灵为什么要这样子写。
So therefore, in different other areas of the Bible, when you see the sequence of the names being recorded, you will then realize why the Holy Spirit is doing it that way.
我要问的一个问题。
One question I would like to ask.
今天有人把大卫做全以色列王最后的一个拦阻除去了。
And today when someone removed the ultimate hindrance of David to the throne.
大卫为什么不感谢他？
Why did David not thank him?
大卫为什么不开心？
Why was David unhappy about it?
大卫为什么没有被他迷惑？
Why was David not confused by him?
这里，
Here,
大卫对他们说的话，
The words that David said to them,
是答案，
is the answer.
大卫说，我指着救我性命，脱离一切苦难，永生的耶和华启示。
David said, as surely as the Lord lives, who has delivered me out of all trouble?
大卫记得耶和华在他身上的恩惠。
David remembers the grace that our Lord Jehovah has in him.
大卫知道
David knows
他的人生
His life
是谁在掌管
Who is the sovereign? Who's in sovereignty?
我们如果仔细看
If we read carefully
第八节和第九节有一个对称
the verses 8 and 9 there is a contrast.
第八节说王的仇敌扫罗曾寻索王的性命。
And in verse 8, they said the enemy of the king Saul has once seek his life, tried to take your life.
第九节说永生的耶和华救我性命。
And the verse 9 says the eternal life, the living God saves my life.
属肉体的人只看见人的作为。
The people of the flesh can only see man's deeds.
属灵的人能够看见神的作为。
A spiritual man can see God's deeds.
大卫非常的确定。
David was very sure.
他的帮助是从神而来。
His help comes from God.
而不是从人而来。
And not from man.
如果我们以为我们可以从人得帮助。
If we think that we can get help from man.
我们一定把人当偶像。
We will then definitely treat men as our idols.
只有一个人记住神在我们生命中的恩典。
When a person remembers that God, His grace in our life,
我们才能够保守自己不依靠人。
Then can we guard ourselves from trusting in men?
在主后155年的时候
In 155 AD,
那是当时罗马皇帝很厉害的在逼迫许多基督徒的年代。
That was the days when the Roman emperor was powerfully persecuting the Christians.
在士美拿有一个服侍主的人。
In Smyrna, there is a person who was serving our Lord.
Polycarpo? 这个人忠心的传讲。纯正的救恩。
This person faithfully will spread the pure salvation.
不肯向罗马的皇帝下跪。
Unwilling to kneel down to the Roman emperor.
最后被罗马的兵抓起来。
Finally, he was captured by the Roman soldiers.
他们要求他。
And they asked him,
你向这个像下跪。
If you kneel down towards the statue,
我们就放你了。
We will release you.
不肯。
No.
最后他们就把他绑起来。
Finally, they tied him up.
他们就把油浇在他的身上。
They pour oil over him.
要把他烧死。
They want to burn him to death.
他们在点火之前。
Before they light the fire.
他们问他最后一次。
They ask him one more time.
你命都没有了。
You're losing your life.
你为什么不肯否定你的神呢
？Why will you refuse to deny your God？
他的回答。
His reply。
他说：“八十六年来
，For 86 years, his reply。
我服侍基督。
I serve Christ。
他没有一次对不起我。
He has not one time let me down。
我现在怎么能够亵渎拯救我的王呢
？How can I now blaspheme the King who saved me？
他就是这样的为主寻道。
And this is how he was martyred for the Lord.
一个人
A person.
认定了神在他身上的恩典。
When he recognized and confirmed the grace that God has in him.
他才能够面对任何的难处。
Then can he face all kinds of difficulties.
即使是丧失他的生命。
Even losing his life.
他也不会惧怕。
He will not be afraid.
第十节到第十二节。
From verses 10 to 12.
这段圣经
This part of the Bible
基本上就是告诉我们
Basically is telling us
这两个人
These two men
利甲和他的哥哥
Rechab and his elder brother
巴拿辛辛苦苦地跑了一个晚上
Through all the difficult efforts for traveling for the whole night
他带着人头跑来的
Bringing the head with him
现在听到
And now they heard,
大卫怎么对待那些告诉他们扫罗死的人
How David treated the men who told him that Saul was dead.
你能够想象吗
Can you imagine?
他们的心啊
Their hearts.
要一下子凉到什么地步
？How they would have fallen and to be so cold？
他们已经跑了一个晚上。
They have ran for one the whole night。
他们已经跑不动了。
And they can no longer run。
现在听大卫说。
And now they heard what David said。
你们知不知道
？Do you know？
人家以前来告诉我扫罗死的时候我怎么对待那个人的
？When that man who came to tell me that Saul was dead before how I treated him。
这两个人听完了。
After these two men heard it。
他们可以说哦哦。
They can say, oh, oh.
他们现在想跑。
Now they want to run. They try to run.
也跑不了了。
Even then, even if they want to, they cannot run.
他们自己送到大卫的手上。
They deliver themselves into the hands of David.
怎么办？
What to do?
大卫不但把他们杀了。
David not only killed them.
大卫把他们的手和脚还砍下来。
David actually cut off their hands and feet.
他们的手是流无辜人血的手。
The hands are the hands that shed the innocent blood.
他们的脚是快跑报信的脚。
And their feet are the feet that run swiftly to report this news to David.
把他们的身体挂在每天要去打水的地方。
Hanging the bodies by the place where they will have to go and draw water every day.
大卫的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of David?
大卫是要让所有的人都知道。
David wants all people to know.
他是多么的恨恶这样子的罪行。
How he hated such kind of sins and evil deeds.
然后大卫把以色波设的头埋葬起来。
And then David buried the head of Ishbosheth.
这几节圣经在教我们什么呢？
What are these few verses of the Bible trying to teach us?
这几节圣经对着今天的我们有什么意义呢？
And these few verses of the Bible, what meanings does it have towards today, to us as today?
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us,
神所设立的王
The king that God established
会公正地处罚那些行恶的人
will justly punish those who carry evil deeds, who did evil deeds.
我们活在一个很邪恶的时代
We are living in a very evil generation.
不要说有一些不民主不法治的国家
Not to talk about those countries who are not democratic or civil.
在那些国家没有公义
In those countries, they have not righteousness.
就是像美国这样子民主法治的国家
Even the country like America that's so democratic and ruled by law.
有一些有钱有权的人
People who are rich and powerful.
还是有办法
They still have their ways
犯了罪没事的
to commit sin, crime and they can get away with it.
但是你要放心
But, take courage.
将来有一天
One day in future,
神所设立的王
the king that God has established,
他要来到这个世界
he will come to this world.
一切不公义的都要改变
All unrighteousness will be changed.
这个对你我而言
and towards you and I,
这是何等让我们可以安心的一件事。
How it can comfort and relax us.
无论你今天受到什么委屈。
Regardless of what grievances you face and encounter today.
无论今天你碰到什么不合理的事。
Regardless of what unreasonable things that you have encountered today.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
再猖狂的邪恶。
The even more ferocious evils.
有一天。
One day.
都要在耶稣面前消失。
It will all disappear in front of our Lord Jesus.
义要在人间居住。
And righteousness will dwell among us.
这段圣经。
And this part of the Bible.
同时也告诉我们自己。
At the same time is telling us.
你最好不要做不义的事。
It's best that you do not do anything that's unrighteous.
今天很多人以为他干了一些事可以别人不知道。
Today, many people think that they can do a lot of things without other people knowing.
很多人以为你今天可以干一些事别人抓不到。
A lot of people think that they can, you can do many things and other people will not be able to get hold of you.
真的。
Truly.
今天真的有人干了一些事别人抓不到的。
Today, there are indeed many people who's done things that they will never caught.
但是你放心。
But take courage.
将来有一天
One day in future,
那个审判会来到
The judgment will come.
如果你不在今天早早的悔改
If you do not repent swiftly today,
你不依靠耶稣基督的宝血
You do not trust in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你将来可是很麻烦的。
It will be troublesome for you in future.
我们读大卫的故事。
When we read the story of David,
如果从撒母耳记上一直读到现在，
If you start from the first book of 1 Samuel until all the way until now,
我们可以喘了一口气了。
We can take a deep breath.
神所设立的高这个高利的这个王
The king that's being anointed and established by God
终于
Finally
可以要做王了
He can become king
耶和华的应许
The promise of our Lord Jehovah
终于要实现了
Finally will be fulfilled
你读到这里
When you come read up to this part
如果圣灵怜悯你
If the Holy Spirit has mercy on you
你就应该记住
You should then remember
你所信的神
The God that you believe in
是信实的
is faithful
他所应许的
he has, What he has promised
他一定成就
He will definitely accomplish
虽然可能我们要等很久
Although maybe we have to wait for a long time
但是记住
But please remember
神不是单言
God is not delaying
神让大卫拖了十来年
God allows David to procrastinate for over 10 years
这十几年
And all these 10 plus years
不是浪费
They are not wasted
这十几年的岁月
All these days of the 10 plus years
是大卫生平中
Is in the life of David
最宝贵的年月
The most precious days
没有这十几年
Without these 10 plus years
大卫的生命还是非常的肤浅
David's life would still be very shallow
经过这十几年的艰难困苦
Through these 10 plus years of difficulties and sufferings
基督的品格
The character of Christ
建立在大卫的身上
is being built and established in David.
我们今天每一个人
Today, each and every one of us
你要记住
You have to remember
好像神在单言什么
It seems that David, the king, the God is procrastinating.
其实神不是单言
But actually God is not procrastinating
神是要用着这些岁月
God wants to use these days
在你我的身上
In your life and in mine
把基督的品格能够建立在我们身上
To build up and edify Christ's characters into us
我们读诗篇的人
We who read the Psalms
我们常常读到
Constantly we'll read upon the point
诗人会问神
The psalmist will ask God
How long?
How long? 有多久呢
How long?
还有多久呢
有些单身的姐妹
Some sisters who are single
也在问
They're also asking
How long?
还有多久呢
有些找工作的弟兄姐妹
The brothers and sisters who are looking for a job
也在问 How long?
They're also asking 还有多久
小孩子也在问
Kids are also asking
还有多久
How long? Still how long?
才有 Christmas
Before Christmas arrives
还有多久我才可以长大
How much longer before I grow up?
有几个男生还问我
And still young boys, young men, they ask me
什么时候才可以交女朋友
When can I start having girlfriends?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
不要问还要多久
Don't ask how much longer
时候到了你就知道了
When the time comes, you will know
你在问的时候就是还没有到
If you're asking, meaning it hasn't arrived yet
那没有到你问他也不会到
So if it hasn't arrived yet, so it's useless to ask because it won't be here yet
珍惜这些时间
Treasure these times
让这些时间神要在我们生命中所做的东西能够做成
So enable these times so that it will allow God to do what he wants to do in us
我有的时候想
Sometimes I'm thinking
有的时候为什么我们在问 how long
How is it that sometimes we keep asking how long
是因为我们在逼神继续单言
Because we actually were forcing God to continue to procrastinate.
我们该学的没有学好。
What we should learn, we haven't learned yet.
神说我在等你。
And God said, I'm waiting for you.
然后我们跟神说，神啊，我在等你。
And then we tell God that we're waiting for him.
我们回头看一下撒母耳记下。
And we turn back to look at 2 Samuel.
从第二章到第四章。
From chapter 2 to chapter 4.
我希望弟兄姊妹你可以有一个很清楚的一幅图画。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will have a very clear picture.
就是没有任何的势力。
That is no power.
可以阻止神国度的建立。
To hinder God's the establishment and building of God's kingdom.
没有任何的愚蠢。
No foolishness.
可以破坏神的计划。
Can destroy God's plans.
没有任何一个不公义。
Not any unrighteousness.
可以不被处理。
That will not be dealt with.
因为神的国。
Because the kingdom of God.
是建立在公义的基础上。
Is being built on the foundation of righteousness.
这张圣经。
And this chapter of the Bible.
最后一点提醒我们的。
The final point that is reminding us.
一个侍奉神的人。
A person who serves God.
你要在乎你的 end.
You must care and consider your ends.
你的目的。
Your purpose.
你同样的要在乎你的 means.
And in the same way you have to care about the means.
你的手段。
The way, your methods of using it.
一个人
A person.
像大卫
Like David.
神要他做王
God wants him to be king.
任何拦阻他做王的必须除去
All hindrances of him becoming king would be removed.
除去一切的拦阻是目的
Purpose of removing all hindrances.
这是对的目的
This is a correct purpose.
对的目的必须要用对的方法。
A correct purpose has to use correct methods.
今天有太多的人在服侍主的路上。
Today, too many people in the paths of serving the Lord.
无论是传福音。
Regardless whether they're spreading the gospel.
无论是建立教会。
Or building up the church.
常常都是对的目的。
Constantly, they have correct purpose.
却是错的方法。
But using the wrong means.
他们以为。
They think that.
上帝只要看到目的就很开心。
As long as God can see their purpose, he is very happy.
请你记住。
Please remember.
我们的神在乎目的。
Our God cares about the purpose.
我们的神同样的在乎方法。
In the same way, our God cares about the means we use.
千万不可以为达目的不择手段。
Absolutely do not try to reach your purpose with any kinds of means.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，虽然这是短短的一章圣经。
Heavenly Father, although this is just such a short chapter.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
里面却有如此丰富宝贵的教训。
There are such precious and abundant teachings in there.
求你用着这章圣经。
Please use this chapter of the Bible.
祝福每一个你的儿女。
To bless each and every one of your children.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。